and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. We read in the scriptures that the glory of God is intelligence. And surely one of the things that our Heavenly Father wants most for us is to learn all that we can, both formally and through experiences in this life. I read an interesting article recently in the BYU magazine about the power that can come from going through experiences where you feel like you don't know exactly what you're doing. That may sound counterintuitive, but bear with me. Elizabeth Wiseman wrote the article, and she now runs a leadership research and development firm and is a best-selling author on these topics. And in the article that I read, she shares some business experiences and parenting experiences that she had that taught her and were able to propel her forward into the next phases of her career. And they were such valuable experiences because she says she went into them feeling like a novice, not really sure of herself or her capabilities, and not sure exactly what she could bring to the table. And now she's not talking about stupidity or ignorance, but more about the uncertainty that we have in new situations. And that uncertainty, she says, is what is so powerful, and we need to harness that as a leader in anything, in your family, in your career, in your journey back to God. And that's what we're going to talk about on our show today. So in leadership, Wiseman says that you can either be a diminisher or a multiplier. Now, diminishers tend to be very educated, smart, experienced people, but that is their downfall. They can only see, Wiseman says, what they know. They thought they knew everything that they needed to before they started a new project, so they're really operating under a very limiting perspective because they're only relying on their own knowledge base and experiences. But multipliers, a different type of leader, on the other hand, can be just as educated and capable as diminishers, but they are more effective leaders because they openly admit when they don't know things. And they look for opportunities to solicit other people's advice and opinions. And they fundamentally believe that the people surrounding them are smart and capable, and they trust them enough to do that. Now, their goal for their group isn't to make themselves look good, but to make everyone around them look good and have group success together. And when we think in life that we are qualified for a position, be it a parenting role, a role as a spouse, a career, or even a church calling, we tend to get a little cocky. But Wiseman says, quote, "Who wants a job they are qualified for? There would be nothing to learn. We need to ask ourselves, how does what I know get in the way of what I don't know, but maybe need to learn?" Close quote. If we only got positions in life that we were 100% ready for all the time, there would be no growth or experience in them at all. And we aren't always called to do things that we are qualified for, but with the help of our support network, and especially our Heavenly Father, we can become exactly who we need to be. Wiseman adds, quote, "While experience brings many virtues and assets, it also carries a number of blind spots. As we become familiar with a subject, we see what we expect to see. Sometimes the more we know, the less we see around us. When we are inexperienced at something really hard and really important, we operate unencumbered by knowledge, so we see more possibilities and we explore more. We lack know-how, so we have to go out and get it." Close quote. I love that. And I was thinking about that in the context of my own experiences. For example, before I had this job of writing and producing and hosting Mormon Channel Daily, I had zero radio experience. I mean, I had worked in the advertising industry, I had written radio ads before, and I had done a few dramatic voiceover projects, but I had never produced and edited and hosted a daily show for a worldwide audience, and I had no idea what it would take to do this. And I think in the beginning of my experience with this job, I stumbled a bit and I was just trying to figure out my groove. But as time has gone on, and it's been almost 2 years now, I've worked harder than I ever had before. I prayed a lot. I wrote a lot. I followed the Spirit. I asked questions. And I listened to really successful podcasts to figure out how exactly to do this and how I wanted to do this. And I know I'm biased, but I think it's turned out pretty well, all things considered. And I've come to observe, just from being a human being for the last 30 years, that people can have a tendency to be really fearful and to kind of clam up when changes or challenges arise in life. Wiseman noted that, quote, as challenge levels go up, so does satisfaction, close quote. And I love that thought, because when we're really on the frontier of figuring things out, we're happy because we feel purposeful. And we are more resourceful and creative in our methods because we may not have our comfortable, normal surroundings to help back us up. And when we feel that uncomfortable tension of not knowing exactly what we're doing, we work so hard to get rid of that tense feeling that great work comes as a result. And there are really spiritual and life lessons that we can learn from this space, this uncomfortable, tense space as well. And I love that Wiseman says, quote, when we linger too long on a plateau, a little part of us dies inside. But when we step out of the space of knowing, where we are fully capable, and step into unfamiliar territory, we feel alive. I believe that is where we feel divine, and it is where we see God's hand working in our lives. Our state of not knowing is where we come to know God. It's where we discover, close quote. And finally, to really take advantage of these experiences where you feel very underqualified and really have the difference between success and floundering, Wiseman offers three pieces of advice. Number one, ask more questions. There is always something that can be learned from the people around us, and we not only benefit from that, but they can benefit as well from being given the opportunity to discover answers for themselves. Number two, be humble enough to admit when you don't know something. That kind of transparency can actually bring a really powerful, honest dynamic to a relationship, a family, a job, a church calling, and a community. And item number three, see and look for the genius in other people. Allow people to experiment and fail and try again and trust them enough to figure things out. And you can definitely do your best to guide them, but also learn from them along the way. And I think that's especially true in parenting. And I love this last thought that Wiseman ends her article on. She says, it is in seeking, not knowing, that we find truth. It is in that space that we discover the true glory of God, close quote. Well, I hope you were able to pick up some helpful thoughts and advice from our episode today. And as I mentioned before, I think this power of not knowing what we are doing can actually be harnessed in our families, our marriages, our jobs, and in many other types of activities and aspects of life. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from past LDS apostle, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin. And he said, often the greatest manifestations of love are the simple acts of kindness and caring we extend to those we meet along the path of life. And if you'd like a free designed download of that quote, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.